All right. Well, it's always good to hear from you, Larry, and I look forward to the next chat. So I'll break with KK4JBQ. This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and we're looking for more check-ins. If there's any other check-ins, late-night check-ins, call KO4JKV.
B, please check in November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, Mobile, and Landrum, negative and negative.
For JKV. Sounds like you got a good net going. Kudos for running it via Echolink. As Larry said, it's been a while since I think we've had a net controller run the net through Echolink, and you are definitely sounding good coming into the repeater, so appreciate that you getting us together for net tonight. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike. Location is at home in Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments tonight, Duncan. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome N4JBN, that is Jerry, mobile down there in Landrum. Thanks for checking in tonight, Jerry, and be careful out there on the road. Next, we'd like to welcome one of our net controllers, AK4HR, that is Mike in Simpsonville. And thanks for the kind words, Mike. And, yeah, I'm not going to make a habit of it. I just knew I was going to be out of town, and I know the net control post, everyone's spread pretty thin, and I didn't want to call in sick. So I figured I'll make it happen somehow. So, but anyway, thanks for checking in tonight. And you make number 44. Let's see if we can get 45. See if we can get one more check-in at least. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
Again, KF4BBJ, Terry and Taylor's just check me in and out. Good evening, everybody.
That last station, that first part of your call sign got cut off. I got a BB, well, I got Gary and Taylor's. Could you come back with your call again?
Trot 4, Bravo, Victor, Juliet, Terry and Taylor's.
I hate to do this to you, Terry and Taylor's, but I got a 4, Bravo, Victor, Juliet. And it's not your fault. It's the fact that I'm on Echolink, and that first one or two letters gets cut off. So maybe give your call sign two times, and we'll get it this time. Thanks.
KF4, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Bravo, Victor, Juliet.
All right, I got that one. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Bravo, Victor, Juliet. Got it. Thanks for your patience. And you got a great signal, by the way. And thanks for checking in. Let's see. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. Did I miss anybody for comments? If so, call KO4JKV or Net Control. Well, all right. Well, thanks, everybody, for checking in tonight. Tomorrow, your net controller will be Ariel. His call sign is NY4G. And we're here every night at 9 p.m., and if you're licensed to operate on the frequencies, we'd like you to be a regular and check in every night if that's possible. Let's see. Tonight we had a total of 45 check-ins. Stand by for my net report. This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. My software program is not sending the net report, so I will do it myself. This is message number 39, and there are 45 check-ins. And we have one for traffic. And so 73, as I return this repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
J4RJN. KO4JKV. KN4RJN.
Hey, John, this is KO4JKV. Can you hear me? I think I might have cut off.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, that's one of the joys of Echolink. It does that sometimes. It drops out. But your net report may have gone out. It's just that if you're on Echolink, you don't hear it. I had Dave explain that to me because I never heard anybody. I would never hear anybody's net report on Echolink, and the reason is, If it's generated by the Echolink thing at the repeater, you don't hear it on Echolink. It might go out over the air, but you're not going to hear it. If you're talking on Echolink, it goes into the repeater, and then it goes out over the air. But if it's generated by the Echolink thing, it goes out over the air, but it doesn't go back over Echolink. So your net report may have gone out. I don't know, because I didn't hear it. But yeah, and the other thing is if you're running the net off of Echolink, what you need to do is at the beginning tell everybody, key the mic, count to three to yourself, and then start talking, because it takes that long for it to, you know, make all those connections back and forth. So, but yeah, Echolink, I've actually offered to you know, to Dave, if he needed somebody to run, because I used to run the net when I was down in Inman. If he needed me to run it, I would have to run it off Echolink, because I can't hit your repeater from here. But it is tricky, and it drops out a lot, and you get that, you know, cut off. Somebody keys the mic and immediately starts talking. It'll be a second or two before that transmission actually gets through the Echolink connection and gets to you. So I rarely catch the first part of anybody's call sign when they're checking in. So yeah, that's just one of the joys of, you know, the signal travels at the speed of light, but the actual connections inside the machines do not. So yeah, but anyway, that's all there is to it, buddy. Back to you. Still there, Duncan?
Yeah, I'm still here. I didn't know if you got that. Where I'll try to send the net to report again once I log out of Echolink. Over.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, if you've got a radio, and you send it, you might be able to hear it on the radio, but it won't go back up the Echolink channel. So it may have gone out. I don't know, because I never hear it. But yeah, if you got a radio or a handheld or whatnot, and you can hit the repeater from where you're at, if you send it and then listen on the radio, you might hear it, but you won't hear it back on the Echolink. Back to you.
Oh, okay. It sounds good. Yeah, I don't have I have a radio, but I'm not going to hear the repeater at all, because since I'm basically in Cincinnati, so. But all I have is the internet connection. So, but I'll try to send it again. If not, it's a learning thing. Like I said, next time I'll be back on the old radio. Over.
To the website, I think you can find the recordings, and find the recordings of tonight's session, and just listen to the end and see if it went out, and if it did, well, then you're golden, and if not, well, you did it over the Echolink and did it verbally, so it may be in there, it may not, I don't know, but anyway. You have a good night, Duncan, and I'll say 73s and back on out of here. You have a good evening. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
LZI. Going to inform you, I'm on the RF engine. It did go out. You didn't hear it on Echolink, and you doubled with it.
Hey, Andy, KN4LZI. This is KO4JKV. So you're saying when I sent the net report out, it played like regular, like the, you know, the computer voice, but then I just talked over it. Is that correct? Over.
Computer voice, and you, as he says, you can't hear it, but on RF we can, and you doubled with it. You and it was going at the same time. It was a double, but it went out.
Well, okay. Well, at least I know it went out, so next time I'll just let it go and just send it on out there for everyone to listen to. But, yeah, but thanks for letting me know, and so now I know. Everything else going good with you, Andy? Over.
Listening. Good to the net. Like John said, on the Echolink, you're not going to hear that, but here on the RF, we hear it, and when it went out, was doubling, but it went out.
All right, well, that sounds good, and thanks for letting me know, Andy, and hope all's well. And John, if you're still listening out there, I didn't mean to cut you off, so thanks again for chiming in, John. KN4RJN, always good. And again, always good to talk to you, Andy, KN4LZI. And this is KO4JKV, and I'll just be standing on the side for a little bit.
Okay. There is advantages to listening on the RF side when you're on, as John said, on the echo link. You may not hear that, as he said, and obviously he was correct about it. KO4LZI, going back just to listening.
And hey, Andy, how you doing? I haven't heard your voice on the radio in a while.
Well, usually this time of year I do more monitoring than I do talking. For some reason here where I live, lightning is very prone to taking out deer around here, and I do more monitoring than talking generally. I'm on HT right now.
This is KN4RJ. Well, you got a good signal on that HT there, brother. But yeah, I hadn't heard you in a coon's age. It's like it's good to hear your voice there, brother. Hope you're doing well. Back to you.
And my fix station hooked up 3/4 time in the winter time. This time of year, I already had to have some work done to it here back in late spring because of a goof of mine. And way lightning pops around here, I'm a something Larry mentioned before, I might have a lot of, what do you call it, iron in the soil. I don't know if there is or not. I know there's a lot of water around here, and it really, this lightning pops around here, so I do very little transmitting with the fixture. What will I do usually with the HT, but I'm usually monitoring more than talking, so on Mondays, on Tuesdays and Thursdays usually, I'm always listening to the net for sure, but I just don't do a lot of talking that time because I use that arise around here with these storms a lot.
This is KN4RJ. Well, I certainly understand that. If you got lightning popping around, yeah. That's lightning does not do good things to radios, but yeah, I understand, Andy. Anyway, you have a good evening there, brother. I'm on back on out of here and pop off. So you have a good evening, Duncan. You too. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
I'm gonna go ahead and sign out and just go back to monitoring like I was. KI4LZI Portal.
All right, you guys, good talking to you, and we'll talk to you soon. I'm going to go ahead and back on out of here, too. KO4JKV, clear.